Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Man, how about that intro for the Daspit Law Firm? That gets you going right there. Michael Carroll and company putting that together. Didn't you have you've pulled some of those goal calls, Michael Hernandez, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, very good job. That's great work. Love the music with it as well. Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan with us here. Again, a big thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar. Patrick Creighton, the guys, they're all hitting it. They're loving it out there, so we thank them for bringing in food here tonight. Burgers, fried chicken, shaved beef sandwiches, mashed potatoes, green beans, you name it. They brought it. And we thank FM Bar and Kitchen for their support tonight and letting us sample what is a great menu of food that they have over there. They got 13 monitors. Go over there, say hello to Ryan. It's a great location, one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Monitors everywhere, great cocktails, great burgers, chicken sandwiches. I mean, this is only slightly touching what is on the menu, so it is fantastic. Quick word here before we get back to Matt Jordan. Tranquility Home Systems, my friend Jesse. Talk to Jesse. THS will come out. They'll get you a free quote. They'll get you on your way to home theater installation. If you love sports, don't deny yourself a home theater setup. You can get the latest 4K video technology. Call Jesse. This is his personal phone number, 281-506-7822, 281-506-7822. And our good friend Peter and everybody over at the Gorgeous Gale, we had an incredible run of 7 live shows during the World Cup there. We started on June 30th. It's great over there. We did the World Cup Soccer Matter style over at the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive. It is thegorgeousgale.com, one of the best soccer places and soccer watching pubs in Houston. Get in there for a pint and a bite. Go over there. Say hello to Peter. It is the Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, and what a great accent to Rice Village they have been. Okay, we come back with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you for your patience there. Couple of things here that Dynamo fans want to know. So let's go first to what has been, I hate to say this, but this is one of the talking points of the year, just the absence of last year's MVP, Juan David Cabezas, and what he brings to the Dynamo midfield. Do we have an update on when we could potentially see him back on the field?
Yeah, you know, Juan is obviously he's been missed. You know, he's been an important piece of the team. I think the guys in the midfield, in particular Oscar Boniek Garcia and Darwin, have really stepped up. And even, you know, obviously Eric's been getting a lot of time, and Eric Bird's been giving us some minutes as well. So I think the guys have stepped up well, but he's missed. There's no doubt about it. He's moving in the right direction. You know, we're hoping that here within the next month, you know, he's, you know, I'd say a little bit, hopefully a little bit less time than that he's back in the mix. But, you know, it's important. What's really important is that, you know, we are getting him back, you know, firstly, fully fit, but also at the right time, you know, as we're pushing into the key parts of the season. So, you know, again, he is missed, but we're looking forward to getting him back. And it's just been a one step at a time type of thing.
And my understanding, this was a quad injury. This occurred in the opening game against Atlanta, and then it was a reoccurrence of the injury.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a tough injury, a quad. So, yeah. I mean, Yeah, the other way of looking at this is if you were to get him healthy and he gets back into the team at the right time of the year, it could also be a great platform, right?
Without a doubt, yeah. And that's why we've just had to be really smart about everything. You know, obviously we want him back on the field as soon as possible. He's a key piece. You know, Oscar, like I said, in his absence has really stepped up. You even saw last game against Dallas. You know, he's given us a lot, you know, as well as Darwin and Memo and Eric and the two Erics. So, yeah, that's always the tough part about sports, as you know, but we'll get him back.
Now, today we saw an announcement, the Harris County's, Houston Harris County Sports Authority, and everybody was down at, the park today, where the Dynamo train, and the Houston SaberCats are going to open I guess it's like a 33,000 seat stadium. Mm-hmm. Now, is there any plan? Because here's my brain working right away. I go to, okay, could we see the Dynamo USL team back in Houston on a permanent basis next to the first team? Is that a possibility?
Yeah. I mean, you know, right now we're really pleased with the direction, you know, things are going with our USL team. And it's been a really fruitful and positive partnership for us with RGV in the Valley. Obviously you've seen the facilities there over the last 2 years. We've signed, you know, 9 players, I want to say, from that team to our first team. Obviously, and then a head coach and an assistant, a fitness coach, assistant fitness coach as well. So, you know, we've been really proud of that partnership. It's the first of its kind in North America, Glenn. Now you're seeing, you know, teams like Seattle, L.A., Atlanta's about to do it. You know, they're all following our model. It's a natural thought for you, for sure, to have that. But, you know, right now we're really pleased with the direction our USL partnership's going.
And you guys have hired now Paul Holliker, who I know has a very, very good reputation. He comes from the San Jose Earthquakes. He's going to head up the youth side of things in the very near future here. Tell us a little bit about him, how you came about the decision to bring Paul in, and what you think he's going to make different with youth development Dynamo style.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, we're incredibly appreciative of everything that James Clarkson's done for the club and building the academy. We're pleased that he'll continue to work for the club. So we're forever, you know, appreciated for the work that he's brought to the club. But you know, in Paul, we're really pleased and we're really excited, Glenn, to get Paul on board. He's soccer through and through, you know, and I think this is a unique league. And, you know, that's obviously a big change, you know, at the youth development level for us. I mean, Paul's a guy that he's really seen it and been there and done it at every level of soccer in the United States as a player and also as a coach and as a director. You know, that's what really stands out about him. It's a guy that came into the league as a player at the beginning. And was one of the first Americans to go play in a top league in Europe, played for the U.S. national team, you know, had a very successful collegiate coaching career at Cal Poly in Santa Cruz, and then was a huge part of being a director of formation with the San Jose Earthquakes. So, I mean, really what stands out about him is he's really good at taking something that has a good foundation but taking it to the next level. And that's what, you know, we see, you know, that he's going to bring to us. Also, you know, it's a big goal of ours to continue to strengthen, you know, our partnerships and you know, just strengthen the soccer community here in Houston. I mean, I've lived here now 4 years, and I really think we're a sleeping giant, especially in the youth development side of things. And a lot of it's about, you know, continuing to strengthen and build partnerships and build bridges. Which is a real focus of ours. It's a real focus of Paul's as well. He did that in San Jose. And so just a workhorse and somebody that brings a real positive energy to his job every day. And we're really, really fortunate and excited to have him.
Now, why at this point the change? And I'm not trying to be a cute guy here. I'm just, why at this point the change with James Clarkson?
You know, look, again, I want to be totally respectful of James because James is someone, you know, I think very highly of, and I've really enjoyed working with him. And again, he will continue to work.
What will he do now?
Really pleased about. I'm sorry?
What will his role be now, Matt?
He's gonna be helping us with a lot of our strategic partnerships. There's some school. There's a school initiative that we're looking at as well that he's gonna be a big part of. So there's plenty of work ahead for us. But I think the reason for the change, you know, is that I feel we need a new voice. You know, and sometimes you need a new voice and new leadership to get everybody on their toes and to also, you know, look to, you know, one thing we do want to do and we want to continue to strengthen, Glenn, is our synergy between kind of the three key areas that I oversee, which is the first team, our USL team, and the academy, you know, and that's something I take very seriously. And, you know, and so we feel it's the right time to make this change. And Paul's going to be really good. And I think his biggest strength as well is just, you know, his methodology of teaching and the value he places on teaching. I think Romer, you know, carries that same quality, that teaching element of things, which is so vitally important. And also implementing a curriculum with each phase of development that's very, very clearly defined. So I think that our academy kids and also our partners that we're looking to continue to strengthen throughout the city will really benefit.
How about quickly, because we got about 2.5 minutes here. How about Marcelo Palomino? I know he's been playing on one of the Dynamo-affiliated teams. Will we ever see him in the Rio Grande Valley? What's the plans for him?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, Marcelo had, you know, finished the DA season, you know, about 6 weeks ago. We were in the DA playoffs, Developmental Academy playoffs. It played with our PDL team this summer that James coached and did a very good job with. They made it to the conference final. And now, you know, we're very, you know, and actually I've been a meeting with him and his family. We're organizing, you know, a very detailed player development plan. And that's our hope, you know, to get him, steadily integrate him into getting into the RGV setting as well, you know, and that's what you're seeing with a lot of MLS USL teams doing. And so that's our goal for him as well, just to provide a clear path for his development and help him grow. And something that we've been working real hard on.
When would you like to sign him?
Well, listen, I think it's what's important, Glenn, is the process. You know, what's really important is the process. And that's what I'm very proud of, that we collectively have built is a complete player development structure with our USL team, with our PDL team, facilitating that gap between the 19s and the first team. So, you know, it's based on, you know, getting these players in those environments. The big thing, I think, Glenn, and you, I mean, I know you agree with this because we've talked a lot about this off air. It's really important to get players out of their comfort zone. And that's where you really get the most out of yourself. So that's what we're really focusing on with all of our academy players. And even about 2 weeks ago, we sent about five of our academy players down to our USL team for a week training camp. Eric McHugh, Beto Soto, and several of these guys, Osmar and these guys. Jalen Anderson, you know, get these guys out of their comfort zone. So that's something that we're really focusing on just to get them ready. And that's, you know, that's something we're really working to help Marcelo with as well.
Last one before I let you go, Matt. Thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. We appreciate how candid you are. What point do you expect to see this turnover and start to see more players trickling through to the first team? Is it a year out, 2 years out, 3 years out, 4 years out? Is it longer? When do you think that will occur? Because right now the shining star is Memo Rodriguez.
Oh yeah, no, Memo is a real inspiration to all of us. Probably in all the years I've been doing this, one of my favorite players I've ever worked with. And you know, it's just wonderful to see, you know, how he's. And the thing I love about Memo is that he's, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but I mean, he's earned everything. He's earned everything. And I think that's something that's really important for all young players, whether they're with the Dynamo or they're not with the Dynamo, to realize it's incredibly important to earn everything you get, you know, because then once you get your opportunity, you're never going to let go of it. So for me, you know, I think we're getting closer, Glenn. I think we're getting closer. I really believe in the city. I believe in soccer. I'm working hard to build relationships with directors from, you know, the other clubs in town, guys that either I've, you know, played with or come across or, you know, I've known as well. Listen, I think it's all of our responsibility to help improve the game here in the city. And, And, you know, we need to lead that. That's our responsibility as a club. And so I think we're closing the gap, and that's the goal. That's the goal, to get more Houston kids on the field. And that's a big, big goal of mine personally.
So what do you think, 3, 4, 5 years before the benefits can really be reached?
Yeah, you know, look, the thing is players go at different rates, you know, at different times. I mean, there's no reason why it can't be in one to two years. There's no reason. You know, I will tell you that, you know, we've been really pleased with our 13s and 12, 13s and 14s, because those are kids that, you know, you really want to start getting accustomed to you know, what we're working towards at a young age. But there's no reason why it can't be in the next year or two. It's just every player develops at their own rate. That's something that is something we take seriously.
Matt, as always, we thank you for being so candid. Thank you for answering the questions, and thank you for being on the program. You sat through two long segments here, so
no problem.
I apologize for that.
I made one big mistake tonight, though. Go ahead.
What's that? You didn't come in.
You know, my wife's been out of town. I always send my family out of town for the transfer window in the summer, and I have no food at my house, and I made a big mistake to not come in studio tonight to get some of the food you got there.
Well, I should have offered you, but I didn't want to put, you know, since, and by the way, Matt accepted to come on the show here today. So we do appreciate that. And now I feel bad because I've been munching on all this great food. But
no problem.
We're going to make it up to you. Next time you come, we'll make sure there's either FM Kitchen and Bar food here or Liberty Kitchen. We'll make sure we got you taken care of.
Glenn, I really appreciate everything. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan here weighing in on a number of topics here tonight. Second hour is brought to you by the great John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We thank you for all your support, John. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, will bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm's got you covered. They're bilingual. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Make sure you get the representation you need. You get it at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. A big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, and we certainly appreciate what they do. Tomorrow, get out to BBVA Compass Stadium. Get over to Edo. Get into Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. El Batallón will be there. 13 monitors. Get juiced, get pumped for the Dynamo Philadelphia Union at Kings Court. Kings Court, HoustonTX.com. Go in, say hello to Jay. Rooftop deck is spectacular. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, second hour presenting sponsors. We appreciate them. By the way, I got a pair. They got three tickets right now, a three-pack. Houston Dash versus Utah Royals, August 5th. Fifth caller right now, Houston Dash, Utah Royals, August 5th. NWSL down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Fifth caller at 713-780-3776. We'll take a Bud Light break.
To Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Personal injury attorneys, they are our second hour presenting sponsor. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Motorcycle, industrial, construction, you might get in an accident. The Daspit Law Firm is going to have you covered. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need. Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Big thank you to FM Bar and Kitchen that's coming tonight. They have catered Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 tonight. Incredible wings and burgers, spicy fried chicken sandwiches, shaved beef sandwiches, fried chicken, you name it. We've had it tonight. Bread pudding. We're all packed to the gills here. They are located one block north of Washington on Shepherd. So get in there. Great crafted cocktails, amazing burgers, chicken sandwiches, ribs, Southern comfort food. This is not your normal bar food, by the way. FM Kitchen and Bar. Again, one block north of Washington on Shepherd. 13 monitors. Go in there. Say hello to Ryan. All right. Now, a couple days ago, the 1-1 draw in the Texas Derby. Dynamo goalkeeper Joe Willis came up with a goalkeeping gem, denying Roland Lamont from the penalty spot.
Knight here, he lays on a decent ball here. Down goes Barrios. And we are going to the penalty spot. The Dallas bench all jumped up. Lamont. Save Joe Willis! Oh, the rebound came to Lamont, goes back into the hands of Willis. Dynamo fans go crazy here at BBVA Compass Stadium.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We roll on, and it's a great thing to know that tomorrow night the Houston Dynamo in action against the Philadelphia Union. Tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Now, before the game, you go over to King's Court. That's the place to be in Edo. You can go in there, you can party with El Batallón, and you can march to the stadium. That's at 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass. King's Court, 13 monitors, all your soccer-watching desires. They have the Dynamo game on, but, of course, you're going to want to go to the game and be there live. Rooftop deck spectacular with a great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine, also a winner at King's Court. Get in there, say hello to Jay. It's KingsCourtHoustonTX.com. And with that, we bring in, a 14th straight in goal for Houston Dynamo now. He is Joe Willis. Joe, thank you for coming on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
Yeah, so this is, I'm looking when I'm preparing for the game last week, and this is a long string of consistency for you in goal, and I think it's the longest in your career. And there has to be some great benefit to playing consistently like this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you get into a bit of a groove. You start building confidence the more you play, and things just start coming a little more naturally to you. So it's always good for any position, but especially a goalkeeper, to get a good run of games and try and develop that consistency.
He's Dynamo goalkeeper Joe Willis. Again, the Dynamo in action tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Union. It's the third game in 8 days for both teams, so it's been a very taxing time in Major League Soccer. With the Dynamo this year, there obviously has been a lot of rotation with players in front of you, and stability is always a good thing. Has it been difficult at times with differing center backs and players in front of you getting a chemistry? Do you have to look at those guys a little bit differently in the way they do things? And is that a challenge?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge when you have guys coming in and out of the lineup. But I think one of the things that we focus on here is trying to worry about our team strategy and our team mentality. While we're training, we rotate guys in and out of different positions and playing with, different partnerships. And we have a philosophy that every player is bought into. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who's playing because everyone knows what's expected of them and the way that we want to play as a team.
Joe Willis joining us here, Soccer Matters ESPN. 97.5. Again, we keep reminding you tomorrow night, the Dynamo Philadelphia Union, get out to that game. It is a very, very important game for the Houston Dynamo here. We're looking to pick up points before heading out to Portland. You know, the type of style of play the Houston Dynamo, you obviously commit people into the attack. You've got these wonderful wingers. Is it the type of style, though, and a tactical setup that means that you might have to be, very aware at times for things breaking out because, the Dynamo do push to score goals, especially at home. And there are times when you guys get caught numerically, which means a little bit more action for Joe Willis.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, as a team, I think we enjoy getting forward. We commit a lot of guys forward. And our outside backs get forward a lot, too. So at times, for sure, we're going to be outnumbered or even numbered towards the back. So we can, there's always a possibility that we'll get caught on the break. But I think part of playing that way is understanding the risks and preparing for the risks. And the guys who usually are center backs and one or two of our center mids are always conscious that, at any time a break could happen. And it's all about reactions when you turn the ball over. And trying to win the ball high is also something that we preach so that, we don't have to do full field sprints to get back and defend, that
hopefully we can win the ball in the other team's half of the field and just stay high.
Going into the mind of the goalkeeper with Dynamo goalkeeper Joe Willis, 14 straight for him. He's got three shutouts now, had the save of the penalty kick in the 1-1 draw against FC Dallas. We'll get to that in a second. So balls at the other end of the field, Ramel Kyoto, Albert Elise, Mauro Manotas, Martinez, they're doing their thing. What's Joe Willis in goal thinking?
Hopefully they score a goal. that's usually a good one.
I like that.
Yeah, but beyond that, it's trying to make sure that we're steady at the back. And like I said, when you commit so many numbers forward, there's always a possibility of the break. So it's trying to keep the guys who are still staying back organized and make sure that they're still tuned in and they're alert to any potential dangers.
So, Joe, when we were on the broadcast, we kind of made the point that Roland Lamont had to think about this penalty quite a bit before taking it. You know, you as a goalkeeper, are there signs? Is it the way somebody, his run-up and approach to the ball? Is it the way his hips are positioned? Are there little subtle things that you can pick up off a guy taking a penalty kick that can benefit you in goal?
Yeah, I would say so. I think at the end of the day, for a goalkeeper, it's usually an educated guess. You try and, you know, read what they've done in the past. You try and read the way that they approach the ball, the way their hips are lined up, what type of player they are, you know, all sorts of little things. But at the end of the day, you know, all your research and prior homework that you do could mean nothing, and they could do something that they've never done before. So at the end of the day, it's an educated guess, and, you know, sometimes you make the save and sometimes you don't.
Joe, did you have any sort of book on Lamar? Because I don't know if he's been taking a lot of penalties this year. I think Reto Ziegler had taken one before. Did you have any book on him, any ideas on him?
Yeah, we had a little bit of an idea of where he would go.
Okay.
We usually do some pretty extensive research on penalties, and Dallas was an interesting one because they have so many guys who have taken penalties in the past. So, you know, going into it, we weren't really sure who was going to be their guy. So we had an idea of what Lamar liked to do. And, you know, like I said, when you're in the moment, all that work that you do prior and all the preparing kind of goes out the window to a degree, and you kind of just go with what you're feeling in the moment.
Joe Willis joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. This is a very interesting interview. I'm having a lot of fun listening to these answers from Joe, and I hope you are out there as well who are listening in. You go to your left. You keep your, you know, you kind of dragged your feet. You kept your leg in there, and you make the save a la David De Gea, right? Because he uses his feet and legs a lot to make saves. So that was maybe your De Gea moment, but we're going to call it a Joe Willis moment. Just talk about that, though, because you are going to your left. And, you know, these are interesting moments in goal because you're almost trying to just extend your leg and keep it there, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I tried to throw my hand to the right and take a little bit of a step to the right to make them think I would go that way. And when a goalkeeper does that, they usually give up a little ground to their left. So I knew I wasn't going to get all the way to the corner. But, yeah, once I dove, I saw where the ball was going, and I just tried to keep my legs shut and make sure that it didn't get through me. And from there, you try and just get up as fast as you can and react. And fortunately, he, you know, didn't have the cleanest of touches on the rebound, and it kind of just rolled right to me.
All right. You've been training with Ronaldo Pena, and I'm sure he's been doing some finishing drills with you. Any insight you can give the Dynamo fans about the new young Venezuelan signing?
He's exciting. You know, he's a great finisher. He's got a good right foot. He's a lot bigger than I thought. You know, meeting him in person and watching him train, he's got good size and he uses it well. So yeah, he's gonna be pretty exciting to watch.
How about a quick word on the Philadelphia Union, CJ Sapong, and some of their attacking options like Boric Doshel and Alejandro Bedoya? What about them?
Yeah, they're an interesting team. You know, they've had their ups and downs this year, but they're always dangerous. They have, like you said, they have Sapong, they have Picot, Bedoya, you know, certain players that can, you know, change a game by themselves. So, you know, you can never count them out. And they're also able to build well as a team and create goals. So, you know, it's going to be dangerous, but, I think, you know, we're playing well right now, and, we're excited for the challenge, and, you know, it's a game that we need to win, and we need 3 points out of this, so we're going to come out firing.
Joe, how much pressure do you guys feel now? Because, look, all these points are important. You've got one in your last two games. You do need points heading into Portland. I mean, this is an ungodly four games here in a very short amount of time. But you know, do you feel that pressure?
Yeah, I think, you know, you feel it a little bit. The way the MLS is these days, every game is important, and you can't look too far ahead. So we try and take one game at a time, focus on 3 points at a time. You know, we're obviously aware of the standings and what else is happening around the league. But it's a long season, and, you know, a lot of things can change over, you know, the course of 1 month or 1 week even. So we just, like I said, we try and focus on one game at a time and 3 points at a time and just go from there.
Joe, best of luck against Philadelphia. Get out the training. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join both myself and our listeners.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. That's Joe Willis. And, boy, he's been great in goal for the Dynamo. It's been a lot of fun to watch. The huge penalty save on Roland Lamont to secure the point for the Houston Dynamo. Quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased. I've owned from Advantage. It is the place to go. I drive the BMW. It is the ultimate driving machine. It's a 5 Series. Absolutely love it. The other thing I love is the customer service at Advantage Midtown. It is second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown. They'll cover you with sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get into the ultimate driving machine. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down there. See my friends Philip, Justin, Sergio. They absolutely love soccer. And by the way, those guys down there at Advantage, they know how to throw a party. They had a great party showing off some of their new vehicles recently over at Silver Street Studios. So it was a great time. So thanks to Philip, Justin, Sergio, and Advantage BMW Midtown. We'll take a break. More to come.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
ESPN 97.5 brought to you by the Kings Court. Now, the place to be in Edo is the Kings Court. 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Tomorrow, ahead of the Philadelphia Union game, you can go in there, you can party with El Batallón, you can do the march to the stadium. Kings Court has 13 monitors for all your soccer-watching desires. They cover all the leagues from around the world. It's the home of a number of different supporters groups, not only the Dynamo's El Batallón, but also Chelsea uses that pub and Manchester United as well. The rooftop deck, spectacular. Great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is also a winner at Kings Court. Go down there, say hello to Jay. KingsCourtHoustonTX.com. Interview I've been trying to do for a couple of weeks now, and I'm glad to have finally tracked down Alex Bunbury. Now, you'll remember him. He was on the Kansas City Wizards when they won the MLS Cup, but his career really took off in Portugal with Marítimo, where he still is the all-time leading goal scorer. Alex, thank you very much for taking the time out to come on our program.
Oh, Glenn, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I've been looking from afar at some of the amazing projects you've been involved with, and I'm always drawn to guys that not only have had a good career, but almost build a second career. So we'll get into that in a minute, but I want to start with Marítimo and playing in Portugal and being their all-time leading goal scorer. How did you get to Portugal?
It's a long story. I'm going to try to do this. I'm trying to make it kind of shorten the story a little bit by saying that I went to West Ham United first, the English first division at that time. I signed with West Ham United, and things didn't go well because I chose my country over club. Billy Bonds and Harry Redknapp were the managers. Well, Billy Bonds was the manager and Harry Redknapp was the assistant manager at that time. I signed a 5-year contract with West Ham United, overjoyed. And unfortunately, at that time, we were doing World Cup qualifying. And you remember those days, Glenn, World Cup qualifying days with CONCACAF. You're playing every other week, practically. And, of course, Billy Bonds wasn't in favor of that. And he brought me into the office, and he basically said, club or country. And at that time, I was probably the most prominent Canadian player playing in Europe. And I could not turn my back on my country. And Canada gave me so much. And I basically told him that I'm going to go and I have to go and represent my country. And he told me that if I did, I'd come back, I would probably not get a shot at the first team. And he was true to his words. So that went on for a period of time. And I was getting really frustrated and depressed about it. And then I got a call from a mutual friend from Toronto saying that one of my ex-teammates in the old Canadian Soccer League, the great Brazilian defender, Edinho, who captained Brazil in, I think, one or two World Cups, became the manager of Marítimo in Portugal. And he got word of my situation. He would love for me to come over and take a look at the situation there. I wasn't too thrilled about it because I didn't know much about the Portuguese Football League, to be honest. And I thought, okay, I'm going to stick it out here. But my agent at that time, Jerome Anderson, said, hey, Alex, you're not playing on the first team. Nobody's really looking at you here in England. So I think you better take a shot at this. So I went there, and beautiful island. Landing was dangerous, was adventurous, I should say. Short run track there, running track.
Short runway.
But when I got there, it was absolutely phenomenally beautiful place, and fell in love with it, and decided to stay there. They wanted me, and I signed a year and a half contract, and the rest was history, and that's how it all came about.
You go on to be the all-time leading goal scorer there. We're talking to Alex Bunbury. And by the way, you all know his son, Teal, who's on the New England Revolution and has played for the U.S. Playing at Sporting in Lisbon, playing against Porto.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a memory or a moment.
Oh, well, the big moment was when we played Porto for the League Cup semifinals game at our home stadium, our old stadium, Barreiras. And we won 1-0. And at that time, Porto was the top dog and we were the underdogs. And, we beat them 1-0 and the atmosphere was electric. It was phenomenal. I mean, the island holds like about 280,000 people. And if we had a stadium that can hold 280,000 people for that game, I believe we would have it. Our stadium could have held maybe about 16,000. With everybody climbing over the rooftops and on the trees and everything like that. And that to me was the biggest memory that I had, or the fondest memory I've had playing in Portugal, because we won that game 1-0 and I scored the winning goal against the Giants, and we went to the League Cup Championship and we lost to Luis Figo of Sporting. I think we lost 2-0. So there were a lot of other obviously memorable games, but that one stands out for me because it meant so much to the island and meant so much to the people of Madeira and, of course, all of the members of Marítimo. So that's the one that stands out for me the most.
He's Alex Bunbury joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Now, you and I spoke last week because we were trying to get this set up, and you told me a really interesting story about Cristiano Ronaldo, so I'd like you to retell that little story to my listeners.
Well, you know, obviously, football is everything in Portugal and, of course, the island of Madeira. Every young boy wants to be a football player. That's their big dream. And Marítimo was the big club and still is the big club on the island of Madeira, even though we had two other rivals in Nacional and União Madeira. I believe Cristiano Ronaldo was a youth player for Nacional, but being a goal scorer, Every kid wants to be that goal scorer, it seems like, when they're younger.
and I was playing on the top club with Marítimo, and I was scoring goals regularly. I was in the top five scoring pretty much every season in Portugal for my tenure there. And I was told by many people, but then I got the word from Cristiano pretty much through his agent, who was our team manager at the time. One of his agents was their team manager at the time, told me that he told them plain that I was his favorite player growing up. And that's quite a...
Wow.
That when you think about that, right, this kid from Guyana, born in Guyana, raised in Montreal, you know, immigrated to Montreal at the age of nine, Glenn, and started playing soccer in Montreal, and to go to Portugal, and you hear that Cristiano Ronaldo, as a young boy, you were his favorite player. I don't think it gets any better than that.
That's pretty amazing. So that means you're a Juventus fan now, right?
Yeah, you got it.
He's Alex Bunbury joining us. Now, the other thing that really popped out to me right away is you got an incredibly talented son. He played at Akron. People know him from playing at Akron, Sporting Kansas City, the Revolution. Now is where Teal is, and he's a striker like you. Does father and son have a lot of talks about the striker position and the intricacies of it and some of the things that come with playing in that position?
Oh, definitely, especially when he was younger, because I started to coach him when we came back from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I started a youth. That's where I started my youth development program. I really started it because I wanted to spend more time with my son. You know, when you're a professional athlete, you're traveling a lot, and you don't get to spend that special moment, that special time with your kid. And I thought this would be a great opportunity for me to work with him. I had no false pretense about him being a professional soccer player. I just wanted to work with him, and if it worked out, it worked out. I did give him a lot of tough love at some point, but of course, being a striker, I would talk to him after practice. He was in the car with me. I'm sure he was sick and tired of hearing all my advice about playing the position. But yeah, definitely, it was a big part of our relationship. I'm spending all of those times together working on his development. But the main thing that I told him, it's not what you do on the field, it's what you do off the field. How you take care of yourself, how you make sure that you make those sacrifices and you're committed to the sport. That means that your friends are not going to want to go hang out with you too much, because they know that you're out there working on your game, working on becoming better. And those were the kind of advice that I gave him. And you know, we worked on positioning and runs and things of that nature when he was younger. And then he went off, and I'm very proud of all the things that he's doing now. We don't talk as much now because I think he's at an age now where he understands the game. I'm just very encouraging now and wishing him all the best and telling him how proud I am of him, how much I love him. And that's where we're at right now. We kind of father-son conversation more so than father-coach, more so than coach-son conversation now that he's older.
So I always find it incredibly interesting because the apple doesn't drop far from the tree. So when you watch Teal play, what are some of the things that he does that maybe remind you of sort of the way you played the game as a striker?
I think we're not that very similar in style of play, because I don't know if you remember. The speed is one thing that I would say.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
He's very fast, and I was very fast.
Oh, yeah.
I was more of a traditional striker.
Center forward, you know, target
old-school
guy.
Striker, yeah, forward. You know, playing my back to goal and holding the ball up and making runs into the channels and getting into the box. And he's starting to do that more so now than he's done in the past, because he's getting older and wiser. And he's actually playing in the position that he's been playing and was very successful in college, as you mentioned, at Akron, winning College Player of the Year. I don't think people remember that.
Yep,
and I think what has set him back is when he tore his ACL. And it took him a little while to get back. And when he did get back, he was playing out wide right. And a lot of people, you know, were criticizing him for not scoring. But when you're playing in a wide position, you're not in the position to score as much as you would in being a striker. But the similarities, I would think it would be the speed, the runs. Those are the things that when I look at it, I go, wow, that looks familiar, because we worked on things like that. And I know he's done a lot on his own as well. And he had other coaches that really helped him as well.
Well, you must be a proud father. He's Alex Bunbury joining us. We're talking about his son, Teal Bunbury of the New England Revolution. Alex himself, all-time leading scorer at Marítimo in Portugal, which in itself is pretty amazing. Do you ever go back to Portugal and you know, participate in things with the club there? And do they bring you back? And I would imagine it's very emotional when you go back.
Yes, I went back a couple of years ago, actually, and it was very emotional. They built a new stadium, and I went there to see them play. And it was oh, man, it was jaw-dropping. You know, especially, I didn't go back on a regular basis. It took me a while to get back there. And you tend to forget the impression that you made on so many people. And I'm sure the same could be said for all my other teammates. When you're playing the game, you're doing it because you love it and you have that passion. You go, you work hard, you get home, you try to recuperate. But you tend to forget the effect of what you do on the field, that effect, what it does to so many people. And when you're away from the game for the period of time and you go back and people come up to you, they tell you and you feel it and you can see it in their eyes and their emotion, it really, really, it's a very humbling feeling. So, you know, me going back to Madeira, the island of Madeira, and going back to Marítimo, it's a big deal. I couldn't believe how well people remembered me and how much they appreciated all the hard work I did for the club. And it was heartfelt. It was heartfelt, and it always is. And I'm very much a big, big supporter of sport of the club sport Marítimo and all of the fans and the people of Madeira.
He's Alex Bunbury joining us here. I want to take you into the Alex Bunbury Sports and Academic Academy because, like I was telling you earlier in this interview, I'm very interested in players that have reached a great level that have then created this second career that stands on its own, quite frankly, that can stand on its own. And some of these projects that you have going on are really interesting. So let me just give you a platform to talk a little bit about the Alex Bunbury Sports and Academic Academy, because I find it very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was born in Guyana, British Guyana at the time. It has its own independence over 50 years now. And I was born in Plaisance, Guyana, a small village about 20 minutes from Georgetown, Guyana, the capital. And we migrated to Montreal, Canada when I was 9 and then moved on to having a professional career and representing Canada, who gave me so much. But, you know, I'm the youngest of 13 and 8 brothers, 4 sisters, my mom and dad. Even though we lived in Canada, Guyana means the world to them. And I wanted to give back. Guyana was a country that there was lots of kind of corruption. And so I never really got involved much while I was playing. But when I retired, I really wanted to lend myself to youth development. And the objective there was basically to show the importance or make sure that the young people know of the importance of a good education, something to fall back on. So we wanted to utilize their love and passion for sports and have a marriage with sports and education. So I went and presented our model to the government of Guyana. And our goal is to have a multi-purpose facility that encompasses not only soccer, but other sporting events, and also to attract people from different parts of the world, because Guyana is a beautiful country with lots of beautiful green forests, mountains, you name it, Guyana has it. So we wanted to take Guyana into the 21st century with learning facilities and sporting facilities, and the government and myself and so many people working on my behalf that are have as much love and passion for Guyana as I do. And what we've done is we've built this great partnership with the government, and I'd say we're a few months away from being in position to break ground for this great facility that will encompass a soccer stadium, multi-purpose training facilities, soccer fields. We're going to touch on other sporting disciplines as well, because we want to be all-inclusive. The main objective is to get after kids that normally don't get these opportunities, underprivileged kids, and give them an opportunity, give them hope. And we believe that this will do it. And it's also going to create thousands of sustainable, well-paying jobs for the population there. So I think it's a win-win situation for everyone. I'm excited about it. It's going on 3 years that we've been working on this project, and once we break ground, it's going to be a special moment for Guyana And most importantly, it's going to be a special moment for my mom, who's still alive at 93 years of age, and all of my siblings. I know that means a lot to them.
Unbelievable. And I'm assuming, because your sense of community and giving back to others, I'm assuming you got that from your parents.
Yes, yes, definitely. The importance of giving of oneself and being selfless, not selfish, was one of the main themes of our family. Your faith and self-respect and respecting other people. What we didn't have monetarily, we made up for in terms of character and being able to give back. I saw my mom giving when she didn't have anything to give. So when you see that on a regular basis, it's in you. It's in your system. And it's not only me. My siblings are pretty much the same, and we try to associate with people that are selfless and want to give back and give of themselves for the better cause. And for me, it's like walking and breathing. It's something that you must do. When God gives you, when God blesses you with certain attributes, I think the onus is on you to give back of yourself. And when you do that, you sleep well at night. And it hasn't been easy, Glenn. You know, there's always hard work and there's disappointment when you're venturing into something of this magnitude. But because of my faith and because of the people that I've surrounded with and surround themselves with me, and I surround myself with them, I think because of that, we're doing some really good things and we're making a difference, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Alex, there's no better way to end the interview than just the last 2 minutes there that you just spoke like that. Listen, thank you so much for coming on. Best to your son with the New England Revolution. Best with your projects. Keep up the great work. That was very uplifting. Thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Glenn. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Alex Bunbury. And wow, how about that, talking about the Alex Bunbury Sports and Academy, Academic Academy, and the give back. It's something we all need to do. That wraps it up for tonight. We wrapped it up in big style, by the way, with that. Quick word here for Bud Light. They remind you that they've been a sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 for so long. You can always count on Bud Light. We thank our good friend Camilo Rojas here locally in Houston for putting his money and his effort and Bud Light's support behind Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. So they may not know it, but Bud Light is very highly responsible for keeping soccer on the radio here in Houston, Texas. So we say thank you for that. We also say thanks to Tyler Scott tonight, Michael Hernandez, Victor Arizu, for their contributions to the show. We thank them. And that'll do it. Until next week, I'm Glenn Davis. On behalf of the firm, remember, soccer matters.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.